Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the line now is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing absolutely well, you know, outside of just a little back hurting from all the traveling, but everything's going great now. The Cowboys doing good. I even got guys to admit that they had the Cowboys ahead of the Eagles the other day on the show. I mean, it's just you know, like, just keep it going. We'll be great.
Who has them ahead of Philly?
Well, I was messing around with Stephen A. and Ryan Clark, and Ryan finally opened up and admit some truth. Like, you know, I was just talking to my boy the other day, and I said I may take Dallas over Philly. I said, well, why you got me over here arguing with you all day? You know what I'm about to say. If you don't come and give me that and try to sneak it in and then see what y'all trying to do, what they're trying to do is have it both ways. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to be able to say I had Dallas ahead of Philly. Remember when I told you if Dallas wins? If Philly wins, man, I told you Dallas weren't going. I said, y'all got to stop this right now. Make a side, take a side, and stick with it.
And the Michael Irvin comment that we played over and over on our show is you saying, if they get Odell, set it up for a dynasty?
Hey, if you get Odell this year, I don't know what that deal will look like, and you hold on to Odell. You got a young Michael Parsons. You got a good young defense, a lot of young talent. You got Dak with at least, you know, another 5, 6, 7 years left. You have a good stacked team. You got a good young offensive line. We ain't even talking about Tyron Smith coming back. You know what I'm saying? Because that line's done a pretty good job. Yeah, you can start working towards a dynasty, something that can combat and battle that thing I said is brewing and growing in Philadelphia earlier this summer. You can combat that if you get Odell.
Does it scare you that the Cowboys are reportedly third in line to get a meeting with him? You know, like these teams love to not let you out of the building. Like if somebody, you know, throws a bag of money at him, you know, does it worry you that he may not even get here?
No. Because if any team's willing to throw a bag of money at him and say don't leave the building, those teams don't usually say, well, if you do leave the building, we're going to take that whole bag off the table. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. You know, and secondly, Odell has always had a desire to play in Dallas. He's got family here in Dallas. I talked to him about this a couple of times. You know, at times when it was impossible to get him here to Dallas, we talked about it. So no, I don't think that anybody can make him miss that meeting with Jerry.
Did you freak out and have to get to the bottom of the airplane incident?
What do you mean?
When he got in trouble or got asked?
No, because it sounds like so many things. Like I don't fly privately. Like I'm afraid to fly privately. And even as much as I fly, when we hit turbulence, that poor fella next to me.
He's getting the arm grab.
Right. Oh. Hey, it's so funny because when I sit down, you can see him sneaking his camera out, texting everybody, snapping shots, sitting next to me, all of that. He's so excited. We hit them turbulence. And I grab his arm with my strong ass hand. Like, oh my God.
He's like, wait a minute.
Maybe I'm in the wrong seat. I don't want to sit next to Michael Irvin no more because, you know. So I don't know. Like, if I had to see my son play at Clemson, and they played that ACC championship game against Clemson, and I had to be on air the next morning, Sunday morning, I took a private plane. Jerry gave me his plane. I took his plane.
Whoa.
I had to take something. I had to take something to try to go to sleep. Wake me up when we get to L.A. Do not touch me. You know, so I don't know if Odell's like that or whatever, but obviously they say they were concerned about his health. But that's what I would do sometimes when I fly. I take some, just go try to go to sleep.
Right.
So I'm not concerned about anything. I don't think that was a problem. He didn't get arrested. It's just a dust up.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Michael Irvin here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Michael, you know, we've seen so much of the communication or chemistry issues or whatever you want to say since Dak Prescott returned from his injury. Would that be a factor to consider here with Odell coming in, is that may make the communication issues even more challenging right out of the gate since they haven't played together?
Well, no, the only thing you worry about and concerned about are let's not abort the game plan to fit Odell in. Let's make a plan to integrate him properly. You know, no doubt we can use the talent. No doubt we can use the gifts. But we got to have the right kind of integration. And Odell's going to want the right kind of integration. Look at now. Now you're seeing Michael Gallup take a hold of his position. You know what I mean? After starting the season, you know, he was in doubt. He has a lot of doubt in his mind. Now the last couple games, I've seen Michael Gallup go in there and handle those slant routes and catch those slant routes, not worried about anybody around his ankle, you know. So he's integrated back into the offense. So we can do it with Odell also.
Michael, Jeff Saturday was a controversial move. What was your take on it and those other NFL insiders that you work with? What was the Jeff Saturday reaction?
Well, you know, listen, man, let's be real with what this is. You know, it's exactly what Coach Flores was talking about that's going on in Miami. You know, you're giving guys jobs that have no qualifications for those jobs over other qualified African Americans. This way, which I realized and recognized and spoke about on TV, it's a little loophole in the old Rooney Rule here, you know, because you're supposed to interview minority candidates. But if it's an interim job, you don't have to necessarily, you can just hire and hire somebody for the interim job. Now, no matter what kind of job Jeff Saturday does, you know, if he doesn't do a great job, he said, well, we weren't doing well anyway. We want to give him a good, clean shot. And if you take his job, give him the job moving forward, nobody can say anything because, you know, he did get 8 games with the team. So yeah, that's a little strange. That's a little strange in itself right there. And I think it's, talk about Jeff Saturday not having any NFL experience. We all knew that. We shocked us all, you know. But hey, I know Jeff Saturday knows the game of football, and I believe he's a good leader of men. But I think it takes more to be a head coach in the NFL.
Would you rather, as a player, have a leader rah-rah coach or like an X's and O's coach that doesn't really have a relationship with the players?
Wait. Say that again.
As a player, would you rather have like a leader of men kind of guy, maybe more like a rah-rah, or a coach that doesn't really have a great relationship, you know, personal relationship with the players because that's not their personality, but they're a great X's and O's guy?
Great leadership requires knowledge thereof. You can't lead that you do not know. You don't know what makes that you do not know go. You got to find out what makes it go. You can't be a great leader without knowing man and knowing the man you lead. I want a commingling of them both. I don't need you to be the offensive coordinator. I don't need you to be the defense coordinator. I need you to know offense and defense. I need you to know when to go to that damn coordinator to get Michael the ball now. I need you to know those things, you know, as a head coach. I need you to blitz. I need you to know those things. But being a X and O genius, No, I can leave that to the offensive coordinator. I thought Jimmy was great with North Turner. North Turner was a great offensive coordinator. Gary Stevens, my offensive coordinator in Miami. Jimmy was great with those guys, and he didn't know the offense quite like those guys. He knew offense. He certainly knew defense. He's a defensive coach, but he didn't know it like that, and he allowed those guys to do what they needed to do. But he, if he needed to, he will say, I need to let's get this guy the ball. Let's do this. Let's do that and stuff. And that's what I need. Because he knows the players well enough to know who's going to rise up in those moments.
Michael Irvin on the Diamond Factory Hotline every Wednesday here on Sean and RJ 105 Through the Fan. I wanted to get your thoughts and perspective on the Jerry Jones Arkansas photo and that story.
Yeah, I get people calling me, man. I haven't even returned that call. I feel sorry because I know Peter King was calling, but I was on set and I guess he wanted to do something. I didn't return his call on him because I was busy working. But let me listen, man. Let me tell you something. All I can do is tell you what I know about Jerry. And I hear people say a lot of things, but I go by what I know. I know the man to be a righteous man, a very good man, you know. And I see, am I going to take some picture that was 65 years old? I don't know, 14, 15 years old. I'm looking at the picture. I see the picture. Somebody sent it to me right away. And I said, okay. All right, what is this? And I'm looking at the picture. Jerry sitting in the back, it was in Arkansas back in, I don't know, 65, 56, 57, whenever that was. Everybody in the South was a certain way back in those days. That's just what it was. Everybody in the South was a certain way. I don't see Jerry at the front of that line. Like I see that dude with it. You see that dude with a cigarette. In his mouth.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm like, if anybody knows you now, oh my God, if you got any kind of thing going, they're going to kill you. But Jerry looked like a curious 14, 15-year-old kid that was looking, and you know, his face didn't look like he was there for battle, not like the cigarette dude. He didn't look like that. So that's just kind of how I took it, man. We can go on a picture. You can make a picture do whatever you want it to do. You can make it say whatever you want it to say. Are you going to ask all the African-Americans that have been around Jerry Jones what's their thought, what's their opinion, guys like me? And none of them will tell you who he is, right, with what you see over there or what people trying to make that picture. That's all I can say about it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say about it. I can add this. I can tell you back in 1966 when I was born in that ghetto of Fort Lauderdale, out there in the South, the ghetto of Fort Lauderdale, and all I heard was white people, white people, white people, white people. That's who hold you back. That's who hold you back. I have said some things about white people that I hope nobody don't ever hear. You see what I'm saying? Because that's all I heard was white people are what keeping you back. It's the white man that's holding you back. White man won't let you get anything. So you buy into all that you've heard in your neighborhood because that's all you had were the people around you. I know we get on social media nowadays, and I know we say social media is ruining things, but there's a whole hell of a lot of things social media has helped. You can't do that to kids anymore. You can't do what happened to me. You can't tell me white people, all bad. Thank God I got a chance to go to St. Thomas as a junior in high school and eradicate that old ignorant thought out of my head when I ran into people that were really trying to help me and not just listening to the brothers around me who keeps trying to tell me what people are. So I thank God that he put me in that environment so that without those people, I wouldn't be here where I am today. We got social media, so now you can see other things going on in the world, and you're not just so pent in to the mess that's spewed by all the other people that's around you now. You get to see thoughts and ways that are being things that are being done in certain ways all around the world. And social media gives you a chance to say, no mom, no dad, no uncle, no sister, no brother. That thought is wrong. I saw this on social media. That's the best part of social media for me. That's all I'm saying.
Well said, all man. Right. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, man. I appreciate you guys, man, always.
If we call you, don't leave us on. Is it red or black, Peter King, what he did to Peter? Red? Don't leave us on red. Thank you. You're getting nanced up here real quick. Thank you, Mike. Well said.
Hey, but I'm real with what I said, man. There's a whole lot of people back there, man. We all said a whole lot of things. Let's measure the footprints in the sand now. not when somebody was 14, 15 years old, following people. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for the honesty, Mike. We appreciate it. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. How do Shaq, Charles, and Kenny feel about the Mavs after the big win last night over the Warriors? Final hour, Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.